Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Al Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. The countdown to Santa's launch is now down to just 4 hours, and we have breaking news to report from the Slateport. Joining me now from Flight Command is Elf Alpine for a quick update. Al?
Frank, I can confirm that the test flight of Santa's sleigh has successfully concluded. It was a record-breaking test flight of nearly 13 total hours in flight today, spanning most of the globe. It is safe to say this sleigh is the most tested vehicle in the history of sleigh flight.
Al, will she be ready to roll for Santa in just 4 hours? It seems to be a pretty tight window this year.
The crew in the sleigh barn has been training for this all year. They're faster than the pit crew at the Indy 500. The only holdup could be the bells, and we're checking on that now.
Okay, Al, keep us posted. Turning quickly now to Sector 5 in Central North America, it's been a while since we've had an update from there. Let's go quickly to Alfred Stocking.
Frank, the sun has set, or is setting, far out west in Sector 5, and you can sense the anticipation building. Trackers here are not waiting to be declared the red zone. We've talked to many of them already tonight, and we're planning to talk to a few of them in the hours ahead.
Okay, Red, thanks for that report. It's getting closer, folks. Don't touch that radio dial. The real news of Santa and Operation Merry Christmas is just ahead. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.